Folks, for about a 20-year period, from 1960s through 1980s, it was known in Alabama politics as the George Wallace era. Nobody in Alabama political history will ever be governor 4 or 5 times again. He was governor from 1962 and had a little sabbatical, but he finished his last term in 1986. The only political character on the Alabama political scene that paralleled George Wallace during that same era was a legendary Jim Allen. Jim Allen was one of Alabama's most illustrious political characters. He actually had gotten into Alabama politics before George Wallace, but his primary career paralleled Wallace's time on this political stage. George Wallace came on the scene in 1962 and was elected governor his first term. Jim Allen was elected lieutenant governor at same time in 1962. Therefore, Wallace was governor and Jim Allen was lieutenant governor in Wallace's first term. Toward the end of Wallace's first term, there became a looming problem. That problem was that Alabama had a succession law that would not allow the governor of Alabama, or any constitutional officer for that matter, to succeed themselves in office. So Wallace was at the height of his popularity, and he wanted another term as governor and didn't want to wait out 4 years. He came with a secession bill to change the state constitution to allow all constitutional officers, primarily the governor, to secede themselves. Lieutenant Governor Jim Allen appeared to be somewhat on the sidelines in that particular situation. Being a master of the Senate and understanding the rules of the Senate and respecting the Senate, he would not run over the block of senators who were opposed to Wallace's secession bill. Wallace never forgot that. Wallace proceeded to run his wife, Lurline, for governor in 1966. Well, Jim Allen was smart as he could be politically. He knew, as popular as Wallace was, that he couldn't beat Lurline Wallace for governor in 1966. So he stayed low. Indeed, Lurline Wallace beat an illustrious field of candidates for governor. She beat 12 men without a runoff. In the meantime, Jim Allen sat on the sideline and watched the whole debacle. He was eyeing the United States Senate seat held by the venerable 30-year veteran Lister Hill. He figured Hill was getting really up in age and would not run for re-election in 1968, and sure enough, Allen was right. Hill announced early on he was going to retire in 1968, so Allen got into the race. Although Wallace never really endorsed against Allen, and Allen had most of the Wallace machine, because there was a Wallace machine at that time. Well, Allen came up with what was the best slogan I've ever heard in Alabama politics. During that time of the 1960s, it was a time of real unrest. All the civil rights acts and marches were going on. The Vietnam War protests were going on. And most Alabamians were against civil rights and voting rights. So it was perceived that whoever could be the strongest on segregation would win. Jim Allen, always being a staunch segregationist, a staunch conservative, came up with a very, very good saying. He ran against what was called the Washington crowd, which is in code words saying, I'm against all that civil rights and Vietnam War marches. Did the same thing when he got to the United States Senate. He became the ultimate parliamentarian in the United States Senate. Thank y'all for listening.